Hey, yeah. Let me see something real quick though. I gotta check before we go. Yeah.
What is it? 300 and something? 500 and something?
No, I think it is like
How many is it?
yeah, 300 something.
That ain't bad.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, I guess we did never promote this video. We just put it on here. But it's 12 years. We ain't gone viral yet. It's fine, though. It's cool. It's cool.
We don't advertise that shit either.
No.
Yeah, let's go.
We probably should advertise our podcast more, too. But yeah, go ahead.
Maybe we should. Let's get it popping. All right, if y'all watching, maybe y'all should advertise our shit more.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Hey.
Who done it?
George Levitt. No, Shepard. Went straight to the bar. Hey, we are making moves that these sweet hoes can't.
Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon'
be mad at us.
Bitches gon' be mad at us. They just
call
me
mad
at us.
You gonna play the whole song today?
Oh shit. Oh yeah, that's right. I was just grooving like that. That song touches me in my soul. Okay?
Yeah, we never really, really developed that song.
No,
like
I
that.
Can't wait till we do the video for it too. I wanna do the video for that song Mad at Us for our promo for our podcast, y'all. Y'all gonna see it coming.
Yes,
it
that
out.
Would be
promos
fun.
Promos coming, merchandise.
That should
coming.
No, you know what? Before I put our snippets on there. That's we should do that
snippets
first.
Coming on YouTube. Yes. Y'all about
or maybe we should do
ready.
No, I should put out a snippet before
we do the video. Yeah, don't tell them our
anyway,
production
go ahead. Yes. Thank you
for listening to Honestly Unbothered. It's me, your girl Queen T, aka Tiana Non Basic. Oh, and other people wants me to start saying Tiana sick of the BS. I used to be.
What's the
and again,
difference? What's the difference?
BS stands for basic situation. And I'm here with no other than
LG in the house.
And as always, y'all know, we always in the house. So we don't need y'all to get the lace front off the top of y'all eyebrows and
pay attention.
So
should I do that with smoke in my mouth?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Supposedly, Diddy, what you had smoke in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you sung that note perfectly.
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 No, I said perfectly.
Perfectly.
Smoke. Anyway,
okay.
Go ahead.
But Diddy supposedly is planning to snitch on JC for abandoning him during his hour of need. Okay, so what they're saying is that Diddy is going to expose Jay-Z for the way he treats Beyonce behind closed doors.
Well, he obviously...
Now, I don't believe it.
I don't either.
But
what does he do?
The culture covered is
that's normal
the
shit.
YouTube
men do that
channel
shit.
Where you
it's
can
not
find
normal
this
shit.
Story
you should not
if you want to
cheating.
Look it up.
Sorry.
Yeah. The culture is called
what?
Culture Covered.
I don't see how...
On YouTube.
I mean, that is emotional abuse, you know, cheating on your spouse, but I don't see how it would be considered something that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, they're saying that he's doing
like,
other things
yeah.
to her behind closed doors. I don't know how true it is.
I don't believe it.
I don't know what the reason is.
I think Beyonce can take it.
That Diddy would snitch on him
y'all
about
hear his
what,
voice?
About their relationship, and that's why I don't think it's true. I don't think Diddy would snitch on Jay-Z and Beyonce about their relationship when... That's what's coming into question and surrounding him right now is about his past relationships.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't see him going against his friend of all these years. Best
what's
friend.
What's he
going to
say? Oh, Jay-Z started grooming Beyonce when she was 16. You know,
yeah,
we
I
saw.
Know that.
I would say groom. Well, it's called grooming
yeah,
now, but.
I mean, buying her gifts and stuff and
yeah.
whatnot. We already knew that
yeah,
he was doing
so,
that
I mean,
before
like,
she turned 18. I mean, what are you really going to tell? Something we already know.
That's what I was saying. Is that what he gonna say?
He's not gonna get in trouble for it.
No, he would even
he hasn't been scrutinized for it.
Yeah,
because
it was public.
He,
that's how we know because it
yeah.
was publicly.
Everybody knows
announced.
He's
you know
10 years older than Beyonce.
Exactly.
Everybody knows all this shit, you know. And then he was a huge industry player when he got with her. So was she. But anyways, even though she was young, I'm not saying it was right. I'm just saying that What the fuck is Diddy gonna say about Jay-Z that the motherfucker don't already know?
That's what I was just trying to say. Oh, well, he supposedly got he had kids when he was in his early mid-20s by some girls that were under 18.
I don't know.
That's alleged. Yes, definitely. But, like, is that what you're going to release? Like, I just want to know the tea. If you really, really got something, I got to hear it.
Well, maybe Maya really do got the tea. Okay.
Who, Maya or Mia?
Maya
or MIA?
MIA.
Oh, Maya.
And Maya claim they got the tea on Jay-Z. Okay, so Maya.
No. Maya does not claim she had, let's not say that. Maya does not claim that she has anything. This video is linking to the fact that she got blackballed not too long after her and Jay-Z did that video together.
Yeah, so according to the Petty Show on YouTube, they are saying that a huge industry player wanted to connect with Maya in a sexual way, and that's how she got blackballed from not only her record label, but from the industry, allegedly. This is alleged, but Maya did do an interview, and she did admit that she was sexually harassed by somebody that she did not name.
Yep, she did not name. She did not name. She just said, like, the industry's like that, right?
Said that's how the industry is. You know, she people said, with power. I'm good. They still fucked up. That's what she said.
Basically.
She said, I'm good, and they are still fucked up, and fuck you, and she walked away.
Yeah,
and that's
and she
what
said. Sometimes
she said
you gotta decide when you gotta need to walk away. What are your goals? What are your goals? What are your morals to be in this? Life. In this, to she's not saying that nothing's wrong industry. With fucking a producer to get a record deal. She's not saying that.
I
obviously,
either.
She's just
I
saying
do
that.
It.
Yeah, she just said
I
she
didn't
wouldn't
do
it.
I could have did it, but I wouldn't do it.
No, not for no record deal. No, I have to like you already.
I'm cool. I'm too.
And if you want to give me a record deal after we already fucking, that's fine. But like, you know, I'm just saying. I'm not gonna fuck you for a record deal, but if you give me a record deal after we start fucking because we like each other, that's different.
Yeah, that's a lot of things that turn me off from trying to preach.
And if
being in the industry, I was like, we can do it by ourselves.
Hit me and I'll
remember,
hit
I told
you,
I was like,
I'm sorry.
We're gonna do this by ourselves, and we start doing shows and everything by ourselves.
Yeah, we did.
And so that's what you can do if you don't want to be a part of that demonic industry or the demonic Hollywood.
And you know, selling your soul to the devil doesn't literally mean signing a contract,
soul.
Selling your soul to the devil. Like you've been, I know I was taught that, and the devil will take over your life. No, it's not that. It's not that simple. It's not just.
Well,
that.
I definitely believe
you know
Maya because she did a
selling
lot
your soul means giving up your morals, beliefs, and values to become famous. And a lot of people do that when they get into the music industry. And a lot of what she was saying is, and what I agree with her on, is a lot of these people are too young. They come in 16, 17, 18, 19, you know, 14, whatever. And they are easily influenced. I mean, Drew Barrymore is a prime example. I mean, she was smoking weed by, what, 10, 11? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just that, you know, you can easily get corrupted going into that situation and the way it's set. And I like that everybody is coming out about that, even though I've been knowing that since I was a kid.
Well,
my mama.
Aretha explained what happened to her in her documentary and her movie as well. So,
no, I didn't. I just watched an interview of her before a documentary came out about talking about her.
You didn't see the documentary?
Mm-mm.
She said she wasn't a part of it, but it kind of highlighted things that happened in her life, but a lot of it wasn't true.
So she said she was on drugs.
And
Drew Barrymore, right?
Aretha Franklin. And she picked who she wanted to play her. And they did the movie.
Mm.
But it's Respect. You know, they did the movie Respect. But before Respect came out, it was a whole nother movie on Genius by National Geographic.
And so that's basically her exposing her experiences in the industry, or is it just a movie?
Well, first, National Geographic tried to expose what happened to her. You know, getting pregnant at, what, 10, 11, something.
Oh,
like
damn.
She's like a baby. And, you know,
She didn't make it towards the world's youngest list on who's the youngest. I mean, the world's list of who's the youngest mothers. I think the reigning champion right now, we wouldn't call it
champion.
Well,
in the industry.
That's just not right. But
in the industry, I think she is the youngest mom known to have a baby in the industry.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it at all.
But she's also the first singer to, you know, ask for all their rights. She never won a 360. She won all her money.
Yeah.
Okay, honey. And she got her money. But Maya, I think that Maya's story about being blackballed is true. I don't think she has no reason to lie. She's doing well. She's doing good. Like
exactly.
She said, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know,
and I love my husband. She's like, to those rumors that I'm Becky with the long hair. She's like, well, she didn't say that. You know,
with the
exactly,
good hair.
But... A lot of people were speculating that she was Becky with the good hair.
Well, they speculated a lot of people was Becky with the good hair. Yeah, but... Not just Maya. It's just since these rumors came out 2 days ago. Or 10 days ago.
No, it's older than that. No, the one originally when Lemonade came out. Mm-hmm. And Beyonce said, Becky with the good hair. Remember? Mm-hmm. A lot of people were speculating that it was Maya. And then Maya, on this interview, which is a few days old. How old is this?
They said it was Maya. It was Blue Contrail. It was Carrie Hilson. It was 10 days ago. Becky was with the good hair. They accused of being Becky with the good hair. They said it was not just Maya. They said Maya. And then they said it was
but if you really, Blue Contrail.
And they blamed Carrie Hilson for being Becky with the good hair.
But I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what she's talking about with Becky with the good hair. Now, I don't know. Beyonce can confirm this, but this is how I translated it personally. To me, symbolically, Becky with the good hair is that white girl that your husband leaves before, your black husband leaves before when he gets famous. You see what I'm saying?
So you think he cheated with a white woman?
No, I'm saying it's metaphorical. It's not that he actually cheated with Becky with the good hair.
Why would she say Becky was a good hair?
I just... was telling you my opinion on that.
Yeah, you. So
I'm saying that she's a metaphorical.
I mean, we know he cheated.
No, I'm not saying that he necessarily cheated with a white girl. I'm saying that she said Becky with the good hair
because that's what we use the metaphor is.
Yeah, because when your man, you and your man together, and your man gets successful, he leaves you for a white girl. Like what in Kanye's song?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Leave your ass for a white girl. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But anyway,
no. Wait, who do you leave for the white girl? Because wasn't Kim Kardashian his first wife?
No, I mean, she was his first wife, but he was talking to Blac Chyna, her friend.
But Blac Chyna was with her brother.
Not Blac Chyna. What's the other girl name?
Okay, I don't know.
Amber Rose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
And then he publicly humiliated Amber Rose, and Kim said he had to get tested before they had sex because he was with Amber.
Oh.
Like, she nasty or something. Like, girl, bye. You done hit everybody. But anyways...
Oh, that must have been... No, because I stopped watching Kardashians right before... not too long before. Maybe a good year, 6 months before Kanye had actually joined the... Or actually married and Kim got together and he married into the cast.
Yeah.
Because basically that's what happened. He married into the cast.
It was ridiculous because...
He didn't marry Kim. He married the cast. I'm sorry.
You know, Amber Rose and Blac Chyna and Kim, they all hung together. They was click tight or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just like her... Blac Chyna is Tyga baby mama, which her sister got with, the little young sister. What's her name? Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, but
yeah, she got
wasn't
with.
Didn't Blac Chyna have a baby by Rob
afterwards?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it kind of like a retaliation baby. That's what I looked at it like. Okay. Like they was retaliating because Kylie was with Tyga, which was Blac Chyna's baby daddy, and then all of a sudden,
why does this remind me of Lafayette?
Girl, you know,
Lafayette was back when we lived in Lafayette.
It was
small.
Soap opera in the rich people world. You know, that's what I looked at it as. Yeah. It was like a very ghetto situation for all of them. Because why would Callie even want to talk to Blac Chyna's baby daddy who was friends with her sister? But then got mad when her so-called friend was supposedly flirting with, what's the other one? Not Courtney.
There's so many Hayes.
I know the other one though. The tallest one. What's her name?
Damn.
They got the
Chloe.
Okay, mm-hmm. So Chloe was with the basketball player that she still got the two kids by now, and mm-hmm. I think they still together.
Are they?
Yeah.
Off and on.
They claim
off
to be together. But yeah, he keeps doing all these public apologies on the show, girl, which is ridiculous. Stop doing it. So recently he did a public apology. Well, not recently, but not too long ago, he did a public apology for flirting with Callie's friend at a party. Mm. And, you know, they damn near try to blackball her.
So it's basically the same situation as I was comparing it to Lafayette. I mean,
but the Kardashians try to blackball her as if she was the one coming on to Khloe's baby daddy.
But my point is, that's why I was comparing it to our old hood, you know, back in the day. Now, because the Lafayette in the back in the day was small. It was 99% YTE.
Lafayette, Indiana, y'all. Yeah, it's a lot of Lafayette.
It's more it's more diverse now, but it was 99% YTE. Then you may have seen like a 0.3-0.5% Hispanics and others, and Hispanic is other. Anyway, so Lafayette has changed a lot, but because Lafayette was so small back then, and our community of us that were actually knowing each other, who were usually POC, but there were other people in the mix, right? Did they not all date each other? Come on.
Yeah, it was like
they had there was the older ones, they had babies by each other, and then got with this one. Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, when you live in a small life, like like Hollywood overall, even though there's probably millions of actors and actresses out there, you know, around from around the world, Hollywood is basically a small community, so you're going to overlap in boyfriends and stuff. Is this what I was going to say? Not that it's right, no.
No.
But it's not right, but is it bad? You know what I'm saying? Is it necessarily bad? If you fall in love with this person, you know what I'm saying? And she just happens to be, and your community is so small, your circle is so small, and she just happens to be, you know, the friend of your wife's daughter or your baby mama's daughter's sister's best friend, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I see what you're saying, but MIA is also claiming that she was blackballed from the industry because of a dispute she had with her baby's daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And that Jay-Z and the billionaire Brockman family had a lot to do with her being blackballed. And they had a lot to do with her record deal not doing what it should have done at the time. And she was losing custody of her child.
Yeah.
She was being accused of something from her baby's daddy, who is a drug trafficker.
And I thought it was
from a drug
S
allegedly he's
asterisk
from.
X.
Yeah, he's
his
from.
Family is a S asterisk X.
Yeah, his family is
trafficking
part of
family.
Trafficking family.
Well, there's receipts online. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, the receipts, you can go find them at
Google.
Tits and Tails, or you could just Google that shit. It's in Esquire magazine. She did a whole little expose of what happened to her in the industry and why she is accusing Jay-Z of being a part of her being blackballed. But, you know, it's a lot of shit coming out about Jay-Z, and now they talk about that Beyonce might be filing for a divorce. That's another allegation.
Jay-Z is P. Diddy already started, so Jay-Z is going to be that nigga out there.
He's
on the chopping block,
ago.
Yeah.
Months ago, I said he was. They're
exposing his
block.
Shit, but at the same time.
Yeah, they exposing he got babies by.
What does that do to him? What does that do to him? Because
it didn't do nothing to Diddy so
far. That's what I'm saying. Would it make him more popular?
Diddy was just being more vocal about what happened to him, because now it's like four lawsuits now that people are bringing up, trying to put lawsuits on him. And it's crazy. I don't know if the shit true. I don't know if it's not. Whoever
no,
did it.
It's all in perspective. It's all in perspective. If we started to have sex and I realized that, oh, no, I don't want this anymore.
But that's not the
please
allegation.
Stop. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
To the dude, you're like, okay, man, do you know how hard it is to stop? Like, yeah. You know, I'm just saying. And he don't really want to stop because, you know, his body hormones and body. But, you know, he got to stop because you want him to stop, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's your body. And and if he don't stop, and you want him to stop, you try to push him, you fight him, and he push holding your hands down and stuff, you know, because he's just so whatever, I don't know, whatever. He feels like that you just doing this shit, you know, because you're excited or whatever reason, or he just wants to be in power. And you feel like, I want you to get off of me, nigga. That's right.
Well, I'm saying if the shit do hit the fan with Jay-Z.
No, I'm just saying perspective. It's all about perspective.
Yeah, in my opinion, Beyonce will leave his ass. Because she is still trying to uphold her image and this persona that they created her to be.
Or maybe that's what this is
and
about.
She hasn't won album of
maybe
the
that's
year
what this
yet.
Is about.
Oh, to boost their popularity.
No. It could be boost their popularity, but as well, if the industry's out to get Jay-Z, mm-hmm. maybe it's because they want to push her away from Jay-Z. Think about that. Remember their divorce agreement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty good one, man. She's winning in that one. But I think that she is going to uphold her image if he gets in trouble with all these allegations.
He's not going to get no time. He's not into nothing. It's just going to be a negative outlook on him.
Yeah,
it's gonna,
I don't think she want to be associated with that shit if it do happen like
I don't
that.
Think he would let her.
Yeah. Also, you would think that he would want her to get a divorce.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I see you.
I don't know.
They're not even together right now. For real.
I mean, they're stars.
Why she didn't go up on stage with him when he won his Icon Award?
Mm.
That was weird. He took Blue up there. She was there. It wasn't like she wasn't at
maybe
the Grammys.
Maybe they were like, maybe just take Blue. Maybe they didn't want her to take all the
That was weird, girl. That's his wife.
I'm just saying.
Like, why wouldn't he have his wife on stage? He just won an Icon Award. You know, I don't understand it. But anyways, Beyonce did, however, during all this craziness, with her being the most awarded female, she won another Grammy. or two, who knows, a bunch of them.
She got, I think she got them the most Grammys of the a female. The most Grammy
female winning, or artist periods, I think.
I think so too. I don't know. I have to look it up, but I don't feel like it right now.
I know she
got enough to where her husband got up on stage and was like, I'm not understanding.
Something ain't right here. You know, he don't understand it. And she said she didn't need him to take up for her, according to sources, that she didn't want him to take up to her. But allegedly, who knows?
But he did. He did a modern day sober Kanye West.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. But yeah. I can kind of agree with him. I do.
Yeah, but she's still making history. She has now been made the, she's the first black female to win number one on the Apple Music.
Yeah.
Country music charts.
I have to think about
this. She's number one on the Apple country music charts, and the country music stations are still not playing her record.
Mm. So, for not my favorite song, Daddy Lessons.
That is bullshit.
Is it my favorite song, Daddy Lessons?
Yeah. No, no. It's not. That's fun. That's not what you know. No. She has two new country songs that she just put out.
Yeah. I remember her album, her commercial to announce her album. Oh my God, that was one of the best Super Bowl commercials this year. But you know, they always doing it big with the Super Bowl commercials. My neighbor. Right. That's one of my favorite ones too.
But this is
neighbor.
What I consider strange. Let's go into Strange World. So
neighbor.
Strange World, I want to say, don't treat your mama that way. Remember that play we did?
Yeah.
I feel like Monique...
You can check it out on Gina Gilder's page on YouTube. Yes.
Yeah, so Monique's son is out there doing interviews, y'all, and claiming that his mama was the worst of the worst, and he don't know her husband. All kind of crazy shit. So, you know, Monique and her husband, they did a response to his allegations of him claiming
But shouldn't we talk about his allegations before we give the response?
Yeah, let's talk to his allegation. I just said, he said, he big mad. He's saying that his mama wasn't there for him. And
daddy talking about he only got three kids, but yeah.
You can find it on YouTube where her son,
and you don't
goes
even
in on her. And I found it on Carlos King. And that's
Carlos King, yeah.
Yeah, C-A-R-L-U-S.
King, like, you know, the king.
Yeah,
anyway.
You can find it on his YouTube channel. And he's saying that, Monique, you are not my mother. And he exposes her.
I like Carlos King because he gives a lot of non-biased opinions on things. As well as he points out, okay, yeah, I'm gonna give a shout out to my YouTube brother Carlos King. Yes, he's a bad motherfucker. I'm gonna give it to him. I like him because he's very neutral on how he explains things and talks about things. He does have his own opinions, and he says, yeah, I got my own opinions, but you know, you got your own opinions too, and I respect yours. You know what I'm saying? And you don't really hear that too much these days. I mean, like, that's why Tasha K keeps getting too.
Well, anyway. What he's saying is that he does not consider her to want to be his mother anymore.
No, I don't think he ever considered
her
mother.
That's what he said.
I'm going to tell you.
That's exactly what he said, though. He says, I do not consider her to want to be my mother anymore.
But I don't think he ever considered her to want to be his mother.
She doesn't care to be my mother anymore.
He doesn't realize. Okay, yeah, okay. Right or wrong, it's whatever. At the time that he was growing up, you have to think about that. At the time that he was growing up, that was when Monique was trying to build her career. You see
but
what I'm saying?
He's not saying why he was growing up.
He's saying it now, but he feels like that he's been holding on to that since he was a child.
You think?
No, he says it.
That's not what he said, though.
Oh, well, he tries to make it seem like it not?
No, in
that's the, what I got.
In his rant.
That's what I got from his, what he was saying. You know, you got these new kids. Like, he didn't say like this.
Basically.
This is, he had a very, 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 very touching, you know, I could feel his pain and everything that he was going through. But like I said, he also has to realize Monique was building her career, so she had to do even more work than what she's doing now. You know what I'm saying? Even before she got blackballed from Hollywood. And he has to understand, to me, he has to understand her point of view too. But she knows that her and him don't have a good relationship, but he's saying that she faking the funk about like she actually cares about it.
Well,
that's basically what he said.
Exactly what he said in his little rant was that she doesn't care to be my mother anymore than I care to be her son.
Yeah.
Neither one of us has had the desire to reach out to the other in a very long time. And I don't think that either of us anticipates that feeling ever returning.
So,
speaking with my mother directly in my experience, all right, what's up with YouTube fam? I'm back again. And
why are you reading Carlos King's part?
I thought that's what her son said.
No, that's Carlos King's.
Okay,
that's how he starts
Carlos King twerk. But that's what her son Carlos said. King, my bad. Now, okay, let me end it with her son said. He said,
no,
she doesn't care to be my mother anymore than I care to be she her son. Neither one
care
of us
to be my mother anymore has, than I care to be her son.
The desire to reach out to the other in a very long time.
Neither one of us.
And I think that neither of us anticipates that feeling ever returning. Speaking with my mother directly.
It will.
In my experience.
It will. He's going to get older. He's in his 20s now. What is it? Mid-20s? Early 20s? He's in his 20s now. And he's going to get older and realize that
you don't treat your mama that way. That's what he needs to realize.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. But that's not what I'm talking about.
That's ridiculous.
He's not the prodigal child. He's not a bad child. He just...
You don't think so?
No, what has he done?
He's speaking negatively on his mama.
No, he's speaking to his feelings. His feelings are valid, but
are they?
Yes, but
when
he's not.
She got back and did her response.
His feelings
video,
are valid, just as valid.
She said this.
Oh, she
lying.
Said his. He. She
he's
said
lying.
Her. No, she. He's not
they
lying.
They both said he was.
Neither
lying.
One. Yeah. Why, daddy? He's daddy. He's. He did, you know what I'm saying? He didn't
what
even take
me.
He's Monique's daddy. He ain't his daddy. That's what I'm saying.
He her daddy now.
Yeah, she's been calling him daddy.
But that don't mean
he's Monique's daddy. He's not her oldest son's daddy. What's his name again? I forgot.
I don't know.
I feel passionate about this, okay?
Look up.
And I see both sides. But I did not know if she tried to say he lying about her.
Hey.
No, he is not lying. That is his point of view growing up with you and then later on with you marrying your new husband and how he felt about your new husband not wanting to raise him. That's my whole point.
His feelings are valid.
His feelings are valid. I'm sorry. Her feelings are valid too, except for that lying part. I don't like that shit.
Well, they
you just say my son sees things a little bit different than what I do.
I don't think and they I necessarily said that he was lying.
Oh, okay. They better not call him a liar.
Because
he was not lying. That's his feelings. His feelings are valid. Yeah. Regardless of whether his perception is right or wrong or anything, it's his, it's how he grew up. That's his life. That's what he observed. You know what I'm saying? That's how her mother and daddy made him feel. This is a fact. Based on what he said.
Okay, and yeah, her kid. Son put it up on TikTok or Instagram or whatever. And she said that this is what I want to say. There are some people that are saying you should be ashamed of your mothering skills. You should be ashamed.
Excuse me.
You gonna read it?
Where
are you gonna
that?
Read it? Are you gonna read it?
Of yourself. This is what I'll say. Let's play it out because the same ones that said to me I was crazy, I was deranged, we watched it play out just.
See, this is Monique talking, right?
Yes. It's slower than I can talk. Yeah. So just.
It's so just what?
No. Where'd it go? Oh, I like. So just like with my son, we'll watch this play out and I will do. Whatever. Wait, what?
What, Gina?
God. No, because it's so crazy.
Is it moving?
It's moving at a weird speed.
You gotta pause the video.
Oh, oops, that's what I was doing.
And then read the thread. What are you doing?
I'm gonna do it again. Because I can do it better this time. I'm gonna do it better. I'm gonna try to give my Monique voice on it.
Yeah, you can also find Monique
some sort of kind of like
response.
Nowhere
her
near.
Her husband's response on Carlos King as well on his YouTube.
Carlos King, yeah.
Yeah, Carlos King. But anyway,
well, that's what you said. I'm tripping.
Yeah, I thought I said it right. But she says, with my son, we'll watch this play out, and I don't want to address this, though. Shalom. That's his name, Shalom.
His name is Shalom?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? Where you put Shalom? Where does it start at? What are you talking about?
How you touching and you can't read it, though? What are you doing?
Oh, Shalom.
Shalom or Shalom? Oh.
Say to this, there are some people that are saying, oh, you should be ashamed of your mothering skills. You should be ashamed of yourself. This is what I say. Let's play it out because the same ones that said to me, I was crazy. I was deranged. We watched it play out. So just like with my son, we'll play this out and I will do. I do want to address this though. Shalon, when you say her daddy, then that's not what mom is going to say. Stop playing because you know, this has been Uncle Sid your whole life. Uncle Sid, you knew before you knew you. So for you to say her three sons, yes, you are absolutely right. He has three sons he can't claim. You as his son, because he always been Uncle Sid, and he knows your daddy very well and love that brother. And the irony of all this is not what you what not what is said, but what is left off. Yes, see, you're leaving off the fact that this last time we laid eyes on you, your mother got you everything you needed from the newborn baby about 3 years ago. for the newborn baby about 3 years, so he's had a child.
Yeah.
You're forgetting about how from Georgia I am talking to you through getting your car after we gave you half the down payment for it, and you were 31 years of age, 32 years of age. At that point, I'm negotiating a deal with the dealer for you as you sit there, and you have the vehicle you're driving right now because of your mother. These are the things that you are leaving out. You are expressing what you're expressing in reference to your mother. You're not expressing the relationship that you have with your father, where you spoke ill to him, not to mention spoke ill to your mother. But somehow, your mother and your and father and I have all have a loving relationship and communicate back and forth because of the love that we have for you. The one thing these individuals, and to the individuals out there that oftentimes speak after they've heard one side of the story, mm-hmm. there's an old saying, believe half of what you see and none mm-hmm. of what you hear. Please don't take our word for it. But what we will convey is those who were parents and have raised their parents up to being adults. Our parents and have raised. Yeah, she's a. Okay, I didn't say that wrong. To being adults. The children raise their children up to being adults. Right? What the fuck? Okay, look, I'm done.
Okay. That's the transcript got you boggled. Like, but what she's saying is basically they've been taking care of her son.
But that's the thing. What I was just saying to you. But
also, her son's dad and her husband love each other. They're brothers. They have a great relationship to this day. They all have a great relationship with each other. So him coming out and saying this shit, I don't know where the animosity is coming in at. But, you know, you got to validate your kids' feelings.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
I think that he needs to have a sit down with his mama rather than talking about some bullshit on the internet. Because, like, his mom said, you ain't never wanting for nothing. It sounds like an ungrateful child.
But that's not enough for a lot of kids. That's what I'm trying to say.
Just because you got everything you want don't mean you got everything you want it. Or just because you got everything you needed don't mean you got everything that you wanted.
And I thought he was in his 20s. That nigga is in his early 30s.
Yeah, he's in his 30s. So he sound bitter and he big mad though. But he needs to not try to discredit his mom in her moment right now and just be a grateful child. Mm. That he had a mom that did all of that for him.
I think the problem is like I said, at that time she's building her career. I think he just feels like she didn't spend enough time with him. And he feels like the gifts don't match up to what he needs as a person. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. And again, you can't make everybody happy every day. That's what you can't do. No, you're not going to be able to do it. Not with none of your kids.
And also,
she's
had the time to be with the other kids, remember? Because...
And that don't mean they're going to be happy when they grow up either.
Yeah, that doesn't mean nothing.
That doesn't mean anything. You could be mama there every day, all day, and have your kids not go hungry or want for nothing, or have the best shoes or have all the latest outfits and everything, and they'll grow up and they'll still be like, fuck you, mom! Fuck you! I'm just saying, these kids are crazy. Man, woo. I'm just saying, like, but just like when Monique was talking about how... You know, in the black community, we wanted to always present ourselves in the best of lights, you know. And we shouldn't go outside
pajamas
and bonnets and things of that nature. We need to go outside presenting ourselves at our best self, okay?
And well, I've been on that.
A YouTuber, a TikToker, wherever y'all want to find her.
Her name think is, there's nothing wrong with going out in bonnets, and I will go out in a bonnet in a minute, but I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. There's a YouTuber who I want to name Artist of the Day, and she is I Am Rose, and that's R-O-Z is in Zulu, E, I Am Rose. And I just wanted to play a snippet of one of her TikTok songs because she's doing her big thing. She's doing the big one. What did I say? She's doing her big one. She's on TikTok clowning, singing her own music, and guess what she got on? A bonnet, no makeup, none of that, and a microphone. And she's just...
I want that microphone.
She's clowning, but this is her song that I really love, and I'm going to play a snippet of it right now.
Is it her original or the...
It's her original song. Yeah.
Yeah, I like this song. A lot, a lot.
Take it up with your Bible. I don't subscribe to your dog. And she's playing that electric guitar, y'all. Mm-hmm. She's very talented.
I love this song. I said I like it, but I love it. Oh, here. Here, Ty.
Yes, go find somebody else. And if y'all want to find her TikTok, her saying that on her TikTok, you we'll put the link in the bio. But I think this is like the remix to that song. Hold on, is this the remix to it? Nah, that ain't the one. That's the one she did. That's the one she did a cover to Jasmine Sullivan for Ever Don't Last Always. But then she did a remix kind of to the one you just heard.
And the link will be in the bio.
Bullshit ain't my bullshit. And she killed it. Okay, that ain't her. That's some other bullshit. Okay, where is her other song? Okay, hold on, guys. I'm about to play her other one. There it is. It's your bullshit ain't my bullshit.
Okay. 'Cause your bullshit ain't my bullshit.
All my business.
Yeah.
He said suck a dick. Excuse me.
And my boy just
love it. And don't pay me shit to listen.
Somebody else. I don't.
Don't leave a comment. Just fuck off. I hope she want to talk to Monique. But she sung that song in a bonnet and pajamas. And she got over 16,000.4 views. I love the song. I want y'all to go check her out. And again, we're not getting paid for this advertisement or promotion.
But she's back.
She's cold. She's cold. And I'm so proud of this girl for getting out there with no makeup on, a bonnet on, and just using her talent.
I got my two French sprays out right now.
To spread it throughout the world with... I don't care that I'm honestly unbothered. She is the embodiment
of honestly unbothered,
honey. She is honestly unbothered. Now, again, her name is I Am Rose with a Z, not an S. Okay, and let's go into our nappy time stories because a lot of crazy
stuff. What about Lie Like You Look? Are we doing that today?
Oh, yes, girl. You done got me. Never mind, you guys.
That's still nappy time stories. Nappy time stories.
Let's do Lie Like You Look, though.
I think we forgot.
Did we even do Lie Like You Look?
No, we did not.
We didn't. Anyways, they always lying. So let's go ahead and play the song.
Hell, what? Industry. This is dedicated to the demonic entertainment industry. Yes. But I really
they
do
always
the shit
lying.
How you do it. Whatever.
Well, I guess this next story could be considered Lying Like You Look. And also a nappy time story.
Yeah. Oh, this will be Indiana in that story, though. The first one, right?
And June.
You lie.
So, according to Wish TV 8, here in our nappy time city... at a dental office in Fort Wayne, a mom and a daughter were telling patients to pay in cash and then deleting the cash payments from the system. Oh. So they found some of the money to be deposited into the daughter's bank account. Mm. And the mother's name is Megan Baker. The daughter's name is Kayla Baker.
Okay.
So they are currently being accused of theft, corrupt business influence, and fraud.
Damn.
Yeah, they didn't did the big one of getting arrested. But they, according to documents, state documents, there are no arrest records on them as so of it's still today. Out. Yes.
Well, they're not going to get no time anyway.
They were exposed by
They're going to get fines and, you can get fines and restitution. It's restitution.
Yeah, well, we don't know what they're going to get because they haven't been arrested yet.
Because I don't think they, well, why? What they going to do?
Well, they were telling, I think they said right now this town only has 4,200 people in it. In Fort the county Wayne? They live in. They live in Jasper County in Fort Wayne. But they live in Jasper County, which is only consists of 4,200 residents, y'all. And they was telling residents that comes to their dental office to pay in cash. And they was accepting these cash payments and then deleting them from the computer system. And the investigation revealed that several thousands of dollars in cash have been deposited into Kayla Baker's bank account. Okay, the women are facing multiple felony charges.
Ain't getting no millions. How about hundreds of thousands? Damn.
Yeah, only thousands. They didn't even get millions. They only got several thousands. Mm. Probably like more than five. Okay, but
so
like,
this you crime,
said,
yeah.
like you said, they probably won't get that much time if they do get
They
arrested.
Don't get no time.
They might get probation and have to pay a fine because, you know, that's dead wrong. I call it dental deception.
Dental deception.
They was doing they big one.
They were. You got the money to stay in their account though. Like, I told you what happened. I worked at Taco Bell back when I in 1994.
Apparently, Wish TV 8 went and knocked on their door.
Manager.
They went and knocked on the door, and the ladies was gone. They wasn't even at the.
That's a Nappy Town story.
Yeah, they gone. They.
My Nappy Town story is basically I worked at Taco Bell on 16th and Arlington. And, this bitch was, instead of taking the drop and deposit in Taco Bell's bank account, she's depositing her own dumb bitch.
Wow. Who's she, your manager?
Yeah, she's the manager of the store. Store manager, yeah.
Wow. When you was a teenager?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's crazy. Well,
I came to work one day in IM. Well, it wasn't IMPD back then. It was IPD back then.
Well, matter of fact, Jasper County is not in Fort Wayne. It's like a few miles from Gary, Indiana. It's a few miles south of Gary, Indiana. But talking about Indiana Nappy Time stories, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Eric. Dalton Duden.
How do you spell it?
D-O-D-E-N. Duden.
Duden, yes.
Duden. I think it's Duden.
Duden.
Duden. Duden.
You was a student from Rwanda.
He's doing his...
In his campaign.
His campaign trail for mayor in Fort Wayne. And now he's recently started using an exchange student for Rwanda.
From Rwanda, yeah. Like Hotel Rwanda.
Yeah, like to promote his campaign and him being a great person and whatever. This young, chocolate, beautiful young lady.
Yes, with a bunch of hair.
Yeah, and he's just using her to basically say, hey, look, I got black friends. I mean, that's how I felt about it. Oh, we took her in when she came from Rwanda as an exchange student in college. And look, we love black people. Vote for me. I was like, what in the world?
I didn't watch the campaign.
What in the racist world? He's a Republican, y'all. But I was like, what in the racist world is going on here? My husband was like, yeah, I wanted you to see this commercial.
Damn.
I was like, is this crazy? Why is he allowed to do this? Like,
why would he not be allowed?
I don't understand it. Somebody
they just
want
to see his commitment to the people.
What?
No, that was the point of the...
I'm just talking about Indiana. She's not even a citizen. This girl came here to go to school from Rwanda, go to college, and he's using her for his campaign. Look, we let her come stay with us while she's going to college, and we're good people. No, that does not mean you're a good person.
What did it say, though? What did she say?
Well, her name is Welcome. You can read what she said if you want to. All I want to say is it's
a teenager,
weird.
I left Rwanda, and the Dardens took me in and may be part of the family. Welcome, says Eric Dodman.
Her name is Welcome.
Welcome, says.
Yeah, she said bad. It. Yeah.
Eric Dodman will be an amazing governor for Indiana just because he took a teenager in from Wanda. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's also the grandson of a preacher and is guided by his faith and small town values.
That's what Welcome said in the commercial.
No, audition?
Yeah, she said he was guided by his faith and his small town values or whatever. Thereby, Welcome, don't do that commercial again. Don't you ever. I'm gonna need you to stop, though.
Man, Welcome said it's pretty.
I left Rwanda.
Oh, you wanted to play it?
It's only 31 seconds.
And it puts his faith to work, transforming lives. How do I know? Because Eric Dodan changed my life. As a teenager, I left Rwanda. The Dodans took me in and made me part of their family. Their kids became my brothers and sisters. Eric is a man of God.
And I didn't even have to work as a maid.
He's been a spiritual mentor for me. And all the opportunities that the Dodans have given me have truly changed my life.
He's beautiful.
Eric Dodan, be an amazing governor for Indiana.
I told you she said that.
Girl, please.
I told you she said it. Girl, bye. And they got Eric Dalton, a picture of Eric Dalton, his wife, and the Rwanda Welcome girl. Okay, again, her name is Welcome. But this picture got me to cracking up, though. I was like, what in the racist white people is this? They gonna use this black girl to say they not racist? Hey, look. Because he's been accused of being a racist. Yeah. So they used this girl because they took her into their house when she came here to go to college.
And she's a well-spoken person.
From Rwanda. Just like, girl, if you know what you're talking about, you would know. Girl.
The way that they took care of her shows that they have the values of the American people.
She don't know.
That's my Black Panther accent.
Well, we'd like to thank y'all for listening to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. It's Fucked Up Fridays, y'all. And hurry up and get you a glass of that Pinot Grigio.
Yes.
Again, we are not being sponsored by Pinot Grigio. We just love it.
Well, we did name the brand that we drink, so.
Okay, yes. Oh, it's the same brand that's sponsored by the Super Bowl. Exactly. Okay, again, we love y'all and remain. Honestly, I'm bothered.
That's like I love it. And they don't
like what you do, so what it means.
Y'all get it.
They really gonna be mad at Eric Dalton.
Was it Dalton? Dalton.
I was thinking it was Dot and it would be D-O-T.
It's Dodan.
D-O-D-E-N.
So, Dodan.
Dodan.
Yeah. It's Dodan.
Dodan.
I mean, if we just teach her, if we speak it on how they taught us.
Eric Doodling.
Because he's full of shit. I don't live in Fort Wayne.
Big diaper or doodle.
I don't live in Fort Wayne, so if y'all want to.
He's full of a big diaper or Dodan.
Think I'm not doing
it. Don't vote for Eric Dodan.
He's a big pile of doodle.
Big pile of Dodan.
A diaper full of Dodan.
Ain't nobody running against
wants
him.
You
I was running
to be the mayor. Wants like, you to vote for him as the mayor.
Don't vote for Eric Dodan. He's a big pile of Dodan.
That's a good one. Why somebody steal your shit?
Don't do it. Don't do Dodan.
Niggas.
I don't even live in Fort Wayne. Don't do Dodan, though.
Something you're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.